then there's all open guilds. Mm-hmm. See, I've never heard that before. I've heard guilt, but I've never heard open guilt. They, the stiff hairs on a hog's neck is...
Bristle.
And the two big things...
Tush.
Now, did they ever have any wild hogs around here?
Not that close around here. They have places they have the wild boar they hunt.
But these are stocked, really, rather than...
Well, they're tame hogs.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have... No,
they're not wild. They don't have any trouble with them.
Now, in the hog pen, you have this thing that you put the...
Trough.
Yeah, and you have, maybe you have two.
Yeah, two slopping trough or a feed trough. Right.
And the sound a calf... How'd you describe the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Well, they bawl.
And how about a cow or a calf at feeding time?
Well, they bawl, moo.
And the sound a horse makes at feeding time?
He nickers.
If you're going to go out and feed the animals, you might say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
Hogs or the horses or yeah. Cows.
If you're going to use one word for all of them, though.
Going to feed the stock.
Okay. And now, did you ever raise any other kind, anything other than chickens like that? I mean, you had chickens, no doubt, but then...
Oh, yes, I raised chickens. I tried turkeys, a few turkeys one time, but I made a fizz out of that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I quit.
Are they hard?
They're hard to raise.
Is that right?
They get out and eat a honeybee. If they ever eat one honeybee, he's a dead duck. It sting him in his curl, and it swells.
Chokes him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Those
turkeys eat anything, huh? Turkeys will eat, you know, white clover, you know, it'll be covered with honeybees.
Uh-huh.
And if he ever eats one honeybee, he's gone.
Because
it stings him.
I've never heard of that, but that's interesting, especially that long neck,
It swells him shut.
Uh-huh. If you had turkeys and chickens at the same time, you might say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
I just say he's going to feed you chickens and turkeys.
You wouldn't use anything like fowl or fowls.
Well, you could say he's going to feed the fowls, yeah.
And a hen on an egg is called a...
Setting hen.
Now, I wish you'd tell me about some different kinds of things hens live in and also things that they're shipped in, like when you're going to... chickens and hens.
Well, you raise them in houses, chicken houses. Shipped in coops, you know.
Yeah. How about something a little smaller than a chicken house that you might use for the mother hen and the chicks?
Coop, just a little coop.
You use the coop for that.
Coop, yeah.
Now the chicken bone that shaped like this, kids like to play with.
It's a pulley bone.
Right. Now, do you know remember any superstitions connected with that?
Yeah. They used to pull the pulley bone, you know, when they'd have a chicken for dinner, especially.
Do you remember who is supposed to have the good luck or get the...
Well, the one that always got the short end, you know, thing. He'd marry for the one that got the long end.
Yeah. Did the one who got the long end get anything?
Well, I don't know, but they always claim whoever got the short end of the pulley bone would marry first.
I see. Now, the edible insides of a pig or a calf, you know, inside the... behind the ribs, the organs in there.
Call them guts or entrails.
Now, would you ever use a word like that if you're talking about them for eating? I mean, the parts of the, do you eat any of the guts?
Well, they do make chitlins out of them. Colored folks do.
No whites, though.
No white folks that I know of eat them.
Okay. How about the liver and lights?
Liver and lights. Heart.
Yeah. You eat the liver and lights, though.
No, not the lights.
No.
No. Just the liver and the heart and...
Are the lights the lungs? Is that what the lights are?
Uh-huh. That's the light and lungs, all the same thing.
Now, the time when you go out and give the cattle their food, you'd call that?
Either morning or evening.
I'd say it's feed.